the men flamed the meat from the reed buck right through the night, and the smoke and the flames left it almost dry and a deep purple in colour by the next morning. They then used palm leaves and strips of bark to truss it into tight bundles, which they will carry on their heads. They will cure it a bit more at the midday break if necessary, and by then it'll be almost black and as dry as jerky or biltong. And during meals they will shave off little bits of it to have with whatever else they have, mainly their porridge. Not a scrap will be wasted. Yes, it was a sad thing to kill the reed buck. But as these sojourns stretch over several days, it becomes unavoidable to provide my companions with some meat. Of course, it relieves the pressure of having to carry food, but what is much more important is that bush people are unfamiliar with modern foods that are light and easy to carry. They will eat some, but mostly they end up eating only the maize porridge that they make from the maize meal that they carry along. One would think that African bush dwellers are spoilt for choice when it comes to meat. But the truth is, most are perpetually protein starved. It's hard to kill a wild animal. They're extremely alert and they will move away from any human activity. So you have to go a long way to get to them. Having a rifle and not getting them some meat is regarded as callous. Meat is part of the package. Until they have meat, I would be targeted with telling looks and glances and quite over-animated, unnecessary pointing out of likely prey animals with, "Hey, that one, it is nice to eat." The men showed remarkable balance carrying the meat bundles on their head. I know African women who are the main carriers of water and wood in wilderness societies to carry huge bundles of wood or containers of water on their heads over many kilometers. These loads often weigh more than 20 kilograms, and the wood bundles, mind you, are unevenly shaped and awkward to handle. Yet they carry them through the bush and along little footpaths that plunge and climb and weave over terrain that is crowded with vegetation and obstacles. The men seem to have the same ability. These loads are nowhere near as heavy and as awkward as the ones that the women carry. But they will carry the combination of backpack and meat load through the day over whatever terrain we encounter. But we are not in a hurry. We enjoy the bush, and we try to follow bush paths to ease the going whenever we can. African wilderness is veined with bush paths. Some have been made by animals, some by humans. Some are main animal migration routes, hundreds of years old. Some are ancient human trading routes. Others just lead to waterholes or mineral deposits or favorite grazing areas or little bush villages. Some one can follow for days, others fade out after an hour or so in the middle of nowhere. Most bush roads are footpath sized, except old elephant paths, which are almost wide and smooth enough to take a vehicle. The paths do not lead in any fixed direction. They weave through the veld as if they have minds of their own, as they seek out the way of least resistance, because bush dwellers of all kinds avoid dangerous or energy-consuming areas like impenetrable thickets or marshy areas or deep ravines or rocky spots and so on. If one wants to use the path to get to a specific point, you need lots of faith or a guide with local knowledge or good instinct. Actually, you need all three. But on sojourns like this, I am usually not heading anywhere in particular. The path's wanton doodling through the bush shoots me. I'll get wherever I'm heading if I just walk for long enough, as we learn from a Cheshire cat. However, I have found that even if I wanted to get to a specific destination, it is still better to pick my way along these paths. It may mean that I walk a bit further because of the irregular headings that they follow. But it is safer and it's an easier walk, and mostly it gets me there quicker and more rested, because I do not need to hack through dense patches or search for crossings or retrace my steps because I simply could not get through.